Western Sierra Now would like to thank its sponsors, Coppertop Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty's Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery.
Hey, welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson, and let's take a look at the headlines today. Laws came to life during good old days. Laws Good Old Days, a long-standing community event since 1977, revived Laws once again last Saturday. Laws was a bustling community full of people, activities, and excitement. Listening to live music in the depot during the rain surely instilled a good old time. On Friday, the sold-out Dave Stamey dinner concert started the festivities on the right note. Saturday morning came around with overcast skies making for a pleasant day on the Laws grounds. Everyone had a good time, whether riding the rails, investigating the paranormal presence of past local generations, crushing rocks, observing the blacksmith, printer, woodworkers, weaver, or saddle maker. Kids were testing their skills on a treadle sewing machine in jewelry making and learned the first steps in quilting. Cal Fire and USFS brought Smokey Bear and Captain Cat along with a log, misery whip, and branding iron to raise awareness of fire safety. Live performances are so much better. The Bishop Community Band played good old tunes until Sage Romero and the Akamaya Dance Group took the stage and introduced local Native American traditions. Fiddle and Pete continued with a vaudeville-style lineup, including performances by Cole Johnson, Jim Cardwell, Michael Cherkaski, Giacomo Umbrello, the Old Time Pickers assembled, Brian Adkins, Charlie Broughton, Annie Barrett Kashner, Howie Schwartz, and Ray Finch, serenaded us from the depot dock while simultaneously entertaining the patrons of Rose's Mexican Food. While the morning rain skirted Laws at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, we had the pleasant old-time summer thunderstorm. Everyone embraced the rain, and the old-time pickers kept folks entertained right up to the pie auction at 4 p.m. The pie auction was held inside the depot by first-time and very talented auctioneer, Inyo County Supervisor Jeff Griffiths. We raised $950 for Laws maintenance and exhibits thanks to Catherine Daniels, our pie baker wrangler. We send a heartfelt thank you to all our bakers, Beverly, Lena, Raven, Brownstown, Karen, Catherine, Jack's Restaurant, Denise, Lori, Hannah, and Pete. Come out to Laws and experience where your donations go. Laws wishes to thank all community members who came, all the volunteers, demonstration volunteers from near and far, the vendors, and the sponsors of this event. Special thanks go to Sarah Sheehan, the American Museum, and Inyo County for their sponsorship contributions. Laws Good Old Days would not be back and alive if it wasn't for all of you.
Hey, Eastern Sierra, it's Jesse. So those of you that know me know that I'm creative, well, probably hyper-creative. Like, I never stopped daydreaming. It was ridiculous to get through school. That's a different thing. We'll talk about that another time. One thing I'm not is artistic or good with my hands with creating things, whether it's paintings or sculptures. I'm just not very good at that. I can see it in my head. I just can't put it through my fingers. You know where I can get some help doing that? Mono Arts Council in Mammoth Lakes. I didn't even know this until I started looking up what they have on their website, which is monoarts.org, by the way. There is an art and wine class where you can sit there and drink wine and follow along with an instructor learning to paint something. That sounds absolutely perfect. I've always wanted to try something like that, so I think I'm going to do that. They have an open studio space there where there's no appointments even needed. You can just show up, and the people there are going to help you figure out whatever art you're trying to do, and you have the space to create. You don't have to do it in your garage or whatever you're trying to get away from. So, you know, this is absolutely an amazing resource for the Mono area. And, you know, they're celebrating 30 years right now, actually. They're looking for donations to help put some more money into schools and stuff because of the 30-year anniversary. So if you want to look that up, go to monoarts.org and check them out. And if you just want to stop in for one of those open art sessions, just head over to 437 Old Mammoth Road in Suite M. And, of course, that is in Mammoth Lakes. You can also call 760-914-2909. They are open from noon to 6 Thursday through Monday. Head on over and let them know Jesse sent you from Eastern Sierra Now.
And it looks like due to Tropical Storm K, Caltrans District 9 has closed State Route 136 from Lone Pine to the junction of State Route 190. State Route 190 is closed from Olancha to Stovepipe Wells. And you got to go online, go to Facebook, Check out the Eastern Sierra Now link to the Caltrans District 9 video of the flooding down there. It's insane. I've never seen flooding like this. And it looks like Tuesday morning, California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation officials are looking for a minimum security inmate who, on the morning of the 12th, walked away from Owens Valley Conservation Camp in Inyo County. Tyler Boyle was discovered missing at 8:20 a.m. after a head count. A search of the camp buildings and grounds was immediately conducted. CDCR's Office of Correctional Safety, CAL FIRE, and local law enforcement agencies have been notified and are assisting in the search. Boyle, 35, is 5'11" tall and weighs 221 pounds. He has brown hair and brown eyes. He was received from San Joaquin County on September 9, 2021, and was sentenced to 4 years for vehicle theft and evading or attempting to evade a peace officer while driving recklessly, second strike offenses. Anyone who sees Boyle should contact 911 or law enforcement authorities immediately. Since 1977, 99% of all offenders who have left an adult institution, camp, or community-based program without permission have been apprehended. And Eastern Sierra Pride, Pride Festival Survey, Mammoth Meetup, Trail Fest Competition, and Committees has an update. It says, "Hello, Pride friends. Pride Festival is almost time to start planning Pride Festival 2023. And before we do, we'd love to get your feedback about our inaugural Pride Festival back in June. Please complete the survey by going to EasternSierraNow.com and clicking the link. And help us make Pride Festival 2023 even better. Community meetups. We'll be back at Mammoth Brewing Company this Wednesday, the 14th, 6 to 9 p.m. Our reserved area has moved again. We'll now be meeting outside. We hope to see you there. Mammoth Trail Fest entry competition. We're excited to share that we have 3 free entries to give away for the Mammoth Trail Fest races on September 22nd to the 25th. To enter, you must be following Eastern Sierra Pride, then like, share, and comment on our social posts announcing the competition. The winners will be drawn on Friday, September 16th. Good luck, and we hope to see you at Trail Fest. Volunteers needed. We'll also be tabling at Mammoth Trail Fest and need your help to staff our table. Come spend some time talking about Eastern Sierra Pride, selling merch, and hearing how much the Eastern Sierra community is glad we're here. Times needed are Friday, September 23rd from noon to 7 p.m. and Saturday, September 24th from noon to 7 p.m. If you'd like to join us, just reply to this email and let us know what day and hours you'd like to help out. Committees, let's get involved. We know many of you are patiently waiting to learn how you can get involved in Eastern Sierra Pride, and your patience has paid off. We're ready to start forming a couple of committees, specifically, Outlining Committee, already being formed by Rebecca Kamala Robig, will focus on organizing outings such as hikes, kayaking, snowshoeing, etc. Events committees will focus on organizing events such as community meetups, bowling get-togethers, etc. Pride Festival 2023 committee, you guessed it, will plan everything Pride Fest for 2023. Environmental committee will address environmental issues affecting us in the Eastern Sierra. Book club committee, there's so much amazing LGBTQIA2SP+ literature out there. Let's get together and pick some books to read and then meet back up to discuss. If you're interested in checking out one of these committees to see how you can help Eastern Sierra Pride take off to its next phase, just reply to this email and let us know which committee you're interested in. Then we'll schedule a meetup and meeting and start the conversation. Interested in starting a committee that isn't listed above? Just go to the EasternSierraNow.com, click the link, and get in touch with Eastern Sierra Pride. And that looks like it's going to do it for us tonight. I'd like to thank you for joining me, and I'll talk to you later.